Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
Getting immediate help is critical if you're having a heart attack, which I was.
Mary Goldenberger of McKinleyville had angioplasty at the Heart Institute at St. Joseph Hospital.
St. Joe's is a great place to go for help. The cath lab crew was fantastic. Everybody seemed to know exactly what their job was. For all the people at St. Joe's that every day are taking care of the needs of this community, I say thank you and God bless you.
The Heart Institute at St. Joseph Hospital. For more information, log on to stjosepheureka.org.
This is Phil Arnott for Community Comment on KINS Radio. I read with interest an article that was published by the Associated Press in one of our local papers recently and observed the rhetoric of Governor Brown when he warns of school cuts if his tax proposal is rejected this coming November. Obviously, he thinks that by scaring parents of school-aged children that they will vote for his tax proposal and thus give him the money he needs to continue to spend in this great state of ours. Now let's analyze the budget insofar as it has been reported. First of all, there's going to be a shortfall of about $9 billion, and he wants to generate monies to cover that shortfall from a tax proposal that will be on the ballot in November. What he isn't being candid about is that the budget for the general fund for the coming year is $7 billion more than the current year. Let's put the numbers together. There's a $9 billion shortfall for this coming year, but they have increased spending for the general fund by $7 billion. So really, there's only a $2 billion shortfall. The general fund pays the day-to-day operation of California government, and this is where the budget has been in deficit. My question is, why do they have to increase the general fund if there is going to be a shortfall? His tax proposal would be to raise income taxes on those making $250,000 or more a year and boost the state sales tax by 0.5 cent. Those higher taxes would raise about $7 billion, according to this article, and would continue in effect until 2017. Now, an increase in the sales tax will hit everybody in this great state of ours, so he's not talking about just taxing the rich. He's talking about taxing the everyday person who shops in our stores. He then threatens that if the tax increase is not passed, he will call for an automatic cut of $4.8 billion in public education. That is equal to 3 weeks of school. The article went on to say that Jim Nielsen, a Republican and vice chair of the Assembly Budget Committee, said that the governor's plan of raising taxes is business as usual for the Democrats. The governor is not imposing spending restraints, such as a spending cap, and that should be done. His budget proposal would provide seed funding for the much criticized $98 billion high-speed rail and other state projects. How much is seed money? I leave you with a point to ponder. Isn't it interesting that government can spend your money, but you can't spend government's money? This is Phil Arnott for Community Comment.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.